It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 688.
Happy Sunday, Gronks. What's going on? How are we?
Very well, thank you.
George is fired up. Never seen him this fired up in his life.
He's pumped, isn't he?
Look at him.
I'm pumped. My room's looking very orange at the moment.
Yeah.
The sun's coming.
It's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day.
There's a lot of people out and about. A lot. Petrol is cheap.
We were walking down the street this morning to go and get some supplies. And I noticed that too. There were heaps of people out. And we're walking down the street. We saw this guy who we haven't seen for like a year. And got up closer to him. Hannah's had some sort of brain fart where she's just gone, "Hey!" Went to hug him. And he literally jumped back. He was holding some new gloves that he bought and he slapped her with the gloves and said, "What are you doing? Don't fucking kill me."
And she's like, "That's great." Shit.
I was like leaping in between them. Oh, it was all happening. So
that's great. You thought he was attacking Hannah. You front kicked him. Now you're going to court. And it was just meant to be a trip to the shop.
Exactly.
God, that's crazy.
Surely
that's
self-defense.
They're... I've seen in Melbourne, you know how we're talking about binning stuff after Corona? Mm-hmm. They've binned the 80, what do you call it, buttons that you press to go across the pedestrian crossing. They've removed 80 of them and put in automatic ones between certain times.
Great. That's good.
For majority of the time that people would be using them. So
TJ, can you go out of your Skype and go back in?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's a little bit...
You could probably just turn your video off and on. That's what worked for me.
Yeah, that could help.
Try that.
What's been happening, Sevs?
I mean, not too much. We were FaceTiming just before, trying to sort out some of my internet problems. Mum's not able to connect to the network on her laptop, so she's been hotspotting all week.
Is it fixed?
Well, she's not home yet, so she was out on a walk. So I'm still waiting for her to get back, and then I'll have to check it out. But it was two buttons.
That's why I said.
Did you turn the router on and off again and it's fixed it?
Yeah, well, it turned out that one of the problems was I actually didn't have the power cable in one of the access points, so...
Like, he actually didn't have the thing turned on.
I didn't have it turned on.
It was an hour of fucking around.
We've all got our flaws, you know?
Yeah.
George is the, you know, highly technical editor, but fucking can hardly do anything else.
Shannon's saying in the comments she's watching us on her 65-inch TV.
Solid.
From a TV size, George, what are you rocking at your joint?
I think it's probably 48, I reckon.
48?
48.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
It's only HD as well.
Really?
Little man.
Yeah, it's a Sonic.
A Sonic?
Oh, no.
It's like
really?
Sonic, like S-O-N-I-C.
Oh, yeah.
With a Q.
Is it C?
Yeah, with a Q, maybe.
It's Q,
isn't it? Yeah.
Have you thought about upgrading it?
Yeah, all the time.
What have you thought about it? Much more than that or nah?
Sometimes I see the big ones at Aldi and I go, oh, maybe I should just get an Aldi one. Smart TV for like $500.
I feel like it probably is good. Like the Sonic one, how long ago did you get that?
Yeah, Chloe got it like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a display one. She said, can I have the display one for cheaper? And they said,
Go Kogan. It's good. It's good. It's cheap.
Yeah.
They're better than they were a couple of years ago. But, how much did you spend on your telly, Josh? Is that a new one?
I bought it. Nah, we got ours like 4 years ago and spent more than you would normally. Like, we spent $1,800, but that has done us for all this time. So it's a 55-inch. It's done very well. But anyway, it's not about the... Sevs, you've got like a 75-inch, don't you? Or a projector?
No, we've got a 65 as well.
Okay.
65.
But Dad does want to go 75 for the next one because we're getting a full refund
4K?
On it.
So. Has that not happened yet?
4K,
is the refund?
Yeah. Well, no, so it's all happening. I think they sent me a text earlier in the day just asking when the best time is to come pick it up. So I think it's happening Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday.
Wait, so was this the replacement? Because I thought you guys were getting the full cash back.
We are. Yeah, so their Samsung is coming back. Because we had like this white panel down the our display. And so they couldn't fix it. They're just going to refund the whole thing. But
mate,
it's 4 years old and they're coming to pick it up.
surely this stuff is cheap now. Like with all the point things that people are, you know, Qantas pushing to. God, I've never got more emails from Qantas than in the last sort of 3 weeks to my one that's attached to my frequent flyer.
What are they saying?
Oh, wine. Want to get wine? Like they've got all these other little businesses like Qantas this and Qantas that. They're wanting me to sign up for everything. Fuck that.
Well, I wonder if like if Virgin shits the bed, Velocity, I think, are owned by a different company. So I wonder if the frequent flyer program will stay. Seems a bit then weird how a frequent flyer program. If
and the only good thing about the airline thing is that it is something you're spending cash, a fair bit of cash over a year or something. Whereas what else are you What else are you spending cash on that you could claim? Does anyone actually claim like flybys points or like at the supermarket?
Oh, my sister if you does. Actually,
no, she does.
Yeah, I see, can always tell when there's when she's gone for something for flybys because there's just something weird in the pantry, like know, like some crazy weird type of Pop-Tart or something. It's like, what's this for? Like, oh, flybys. Okay.
I tell you what, it's almost like the gift of having the position of an office manager is the person who does all the shopping for the business. You put your flybys onto that.
Oh, this is what like Amy does, right?
Well, she has in the past, but then she worked out some other guy was like onto this thing and had been for a very long time. And so she'd worked out, like he's definitely racked up thousands. And the bigger the business, I mean, I wonder if people are... It's like there was people at either Woolworths or Coles who had their own card next to their checkout and was swiping it.
You can't do that.
No, it's absolutely illegal, but people were doing it for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm just going to reset your video, TJ, because it's still annoying the shit out of me. It's way out of sync. there's cash rewards. Have you heard of the cash rewards website?
Like the Shopback, the cashback.
Yeah, so there's like where you actually get like, yeah, you get money back, exactly.
For what? Yeah. For spending? Spend money, get money back.
Yeah, so if you they set up, you've got like an add-on that goes in your browser, and so it'll track you as you go through to wherever you're buying from, and so they'll use their they're pretty much referring you, and so then they're going to pass on the money that they're making, the commission they're making from the referral, and they're going to pass some of that or all of it back onto you.
Yeah, geez.
Well, even the Amazon affiliates just lowered their rate. Have you seen this?
Even more. We only got a couple of bucks from that.
It's like at 1% or something. They've reduced it a bunch. People are pretty pissed.
Come on, Jeff. He's now worth $135 billion. He jumped up about $30 billion in the last couple of months in his net worth. Unbelievable.
Guys, I wanted to have a bit of a personal announcement.
God, I mean, I saw this sort of photo and what was thinking... No, your video, sorry. I just saw the thumbnail of it, right? And I was like, oh, he shaved his head.
No, I just...
But no, you've just slicked your hair, so...
My hair.
Shannon did say you were looking great, Jace. Josh. Fresh out of the shower.
Oh, you shouldn't have said... He's changing his name to Jace. He's changed his name to Jace, and you just bloody blew it, Mason.
Yeah.
No, the
he wants to be more like Jace Hawkins, and he's gone for the full name change.
He's looking lean. When they did the dance with his top off, I think he's got an okay rig.
I hadn't seen his body underneath his top before, so I haven't got anything to go by.
It's always a win when you do.
the one reveal. You hope on the one reveal that people are saying you're looking good.
You've got to feel lean when you're doing your reveal, don't you? Like if you're someone who doesn't really get their rig out. I had this whole strategy that I was going to get real lean and then fucking when by the time Brie and I got to Europe, I was going to get, you know, the one shot.
You've got to be pretty confident for that shot of like a top off standing there. Like
I did. There was a top off on the boat, and I just sort of just dealt with it, and everyone else did too. But no, so my announcement, personal rebrands. We've spoken a lot about it over the years.
Yeah, and 2020. I don't know. I don't think there's been a JJ personal rebrand in quite some time.
I've been pretty consistent, but I think it's time to do something. And so I've decided that it is time for a personal rebrand. And so starting today, I am becoming the chores guy.
Chores.
So organized August was obviously really... Beg your pardon?
Oh, doing all chores? Is that what you're doing?
Well, so, yeah, what I was thinking...
There's still on a delay.
there's a lot of delays going. Sorry, guys.
No. But it adds to the underwhelm. It makes him seem like he's super underwhelmed with what you've said.
Yeah.
So what I've realised, this happened to me today. Bree was out and there was a few things that I needed to do. There was the dishwasher. There was sorting out the rubbish. There was making the bed. There was a lot that I had to do today. And I waited until sort of half an hour before the show before I did them all. And I thought, you know what, like I actually fucking love this. Like it felt good. I was like, this is actually super easy. And the only reason that I haven't done chores is because of my previous brand, which is about pushing back. And so because this is me saying it, I'm doing it, I am the chores guy, I'm cool. I'm going to do all chores. So Bree doesn't have to do anything anymore. I'm doing all the washing, the cleaning, the vacuuming, making the bed, putting my undies away, making sure there's no water after I take a shower, towels are up, bins out.
Wow.
Recycled. So
didn't we decide?
Bree leaving the house? Have you split up?
Well, Bree's no longer with me after yesterday's show. I just thought that's the best way to tell you guys. Yeah. I am the chores guy.
It was either become the chores guy or actually live in a sty.
What do we think? Any sort of does anyone want to join me on this rebrand? Bree's just said in the comments, "Oh wow, thanks."
Who did?
Bree's not home at the moment.
She doesn't know about this. She hasn't even got this announced. Where's the exclusive side?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jeez, that was a big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, sorry. No, it's what's happening.
Lyndon called it early as well.
Really? Yeah, how did Lyndon call it early?
Oh, as in just run the banner.
Okay. I'm the chores guy. That's what I do. That's my rebrand. And so that means everything from doing the dishes, washing clothes, making sure the bathroom, the water's not there. But most importantly, the dust issue. You know, I was complaining about the dust. I could have just dusted it. So I'm going to do that now.
That's what I said. Just dust it. No, look, to be fair, it's a good thing for you to be doing, stepping up, pulling your weight around the house.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't want Bree to do anything. So what I'm going to get pissed off at now as part of the rebrand is if Bree tries to do anything. Not having it.
Yeah. I mean, but Bree loves it. I mean, sorry. Yeah, I don't know if she loves it, but she is very anal when it comes to your place, which is why it looks so amazing. Yeah. And so I'm just worried that her breaking the habit. So what does she become? The non-chores girl. Yeah.
She has to find some hobbies.
I mean, the worry is that you don't want to
start a podcast.
Make it like... This shit, it's boring. Like a lot, like, I mean, it is just a reframing, but it doesn't, maybe you don't even need that in, it doesn't have to be good to do it. George, what do you do around the house? Like, what would Hannah say?
Washing. I do dishes and she does pretty much everything else. She'll do washing clothes, cleaning bathroom, that sort of stuff.
Do you think that sort of contributes to your positive outlook on life because you're not doing anything?
Yeah, potentially. Maybe. But I like doing the dishes. I don't mind it.
Yeah, we've done the dishes together. It was
doing
beautiful.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Really?
Clothes
are so easy.
Many shirts.
Yeah. I hate hanging them up.
I've only got 7 undies to do.
half of them are your dad's.
I reckon since being working from home, definitely done more. Because you hear, like, definitely just unpacked the, like, done a lot more chores because I'm like, fuck. I think maybe it's like you end up, do you think that's a part of it, Josh? Like, you're at home or you're seeing it, you're around it more. Whereas if you're out for 12 hours a day, the time that you're home is like 4 hours before bed.
Yeah. And then, well, it's also, I think, it becomes more visible, I think. And because we're both sort of experiencing the same thing, it's very easy when you're sort of off schedule. I'm just sort of not in the house and then things just magically happen. Whereas now I'm sort of seeing it all. And
are you seeing Bree do it? And this is why you're thinking, fuck. Yeah.
Well, what am I doing? The thing is, because I also like it too. And so there's a bunch of things. So
you've never done it. how do you know if you like it?
Well, I did it.
Aren't you starting the, today?
So today,
what chore are you looking forward to most?
Which chore? I reckon the dishes are a real easy one. Like, they're so overstated. And so I'm looking forward to doing the dishes, but also just putting the dishes away. So that's definitely one. I think making the bed is easy. Even just picking your undies up off the floor seems like a real quick win.
I love it. No, I know. It has to be a big announcement for it to pay off. I think we'll get some check-ins during the week.
Well, the other thing I was thinking...
See if you can do 7 days of the chore guy.
Well, I didn't want to announce it like that because it seems like... I feel like I'd be criticised if I sort of gave it a seven-day block. But I think it's good to start there.
Well, at least so until next...
What does success look like?
So success... Well, so the thing is...
Who's it for? What's it for?
So what I want to do is I want to create a list, and that list will have... that will have every sort of chore that I'll be doing. And so I want to work with Bree now in putting together what that list is. And once we've worked out that list, then nothing else can be added to it. Okay. And so, I think that there's the other thing too is I think that I will be more, I think I'll do more if I sort of involve, are you okay, George?
Yeah, this is funny.
I think I'll do more with the Insta stories. So I was thinking, what about every time I'm doing a chore, I don't talk about the fact that I'm doing a chore, but I just so happen to be giving. So, for instance, if you look back at the announcement that I made, I was emptying the dishwasher behind me. And so I feel like that can be a good accountability thing. Every time I'm doing a chore, if I'm picking something up, if I'm washing something down, if I'm doing the bed, that's where I do my Insta stories.
Okay. Mm.
That's so boring.
I mean, maybe you could set up a personal account.
I mean, what have you got, George? Your chore Instagram.
The chore. Me?
Yeah.
The chore.
The chore hall.
I'm not putting up stories of every time I do the dishes.
But you've had your own anxieties around Instagram, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, that's just why I just don't really...
You didn't need to give him a jab to the guts there, Josh.
No, well, he didn't. He responded probably worse than what I thought.
It was really sad, actually. I felt sad. Gosh, George.
You were so happy.
You okay?
I'm good. I'm just so laggy with that.
Okay, it is very laggy.
More watching. I'm just watching you guys.
Okay, thanks. He's just the guy, a weirdo in the room, in the corner. Yeah.
George updated his Instagram bio.
When I was drunk the other night.
Hang on. Have you just worked this out, Josh?
Look, I just have this thing.
No, but how? I'm not going to judge you. I'm impressed, actually.
I have like a photographic memory. And so if you have changed... If you've changed your Insta bio, even if it's cryptic, JJ sees it, okay? So if you've made any changes, it could be a single word, JJ knows. George says, if you're somehow here, go to @ The Daily Talk Show instead. Way more fun.
I mean, I appreciate
that's
that.
Nice.
That's
isn't
George
that nice?
Taking yeah, one for the great. Team. It's beautiful, mate.
I'm thinking about changing my profile pic.
Oh, yeah.
What two?
I've had the same one since I start. I don't know, just mix it up a bit. So,
do we need to take a photo?
Yeah.
Do a shoot.
Yeah, maybe.
Grace says, my friends and I update our IG bios when we are drunk as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was drunk. It was midnight after the podcast. So, yeah, I was feeling a lot of love for the Daily Talk Show at the time.
Do you think it means something, Josh? Like are you, because I know you look beyond just the words. What are you thinking it means that George has done this?
I think that I think it's great for George. I think he needs to update the photo. So, for instance, my bio at the moment, I could definitely. Is it too early to mention chores in my bio?
I mean, probably. This is the thing. you've been the insert word guy a lot of the times, and you want to make it stick. So what do you think? This is probably just like throwing it back at you. What has worked for the the amount of things you've said you're the guy? What is the what makes it work?
Yeah, for you? Putting it in the bio. So what really about cements it? Hanging out with mates and hanging out the washing.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. What about just chore guy and then like a
I don't know
shirt,
about the actual
vacuum.
So
like
I'm the
emoji
guy who
series.
Does chores. I don't know if I want to be the. I don't know if it's. I'm not registering the
name. Choresguy.com.
No. You don't have to. But just filmmaker, podcaster, creator, chore doer.
Yeah, chore doer.
Chore
yeah, I don't mind that.
Chore doer.
Chore whore. Hey, I've just changed something on my can you just jump onto my just jump onto my bio, my Instagram account at Tommy Jacket, and tell me if you've tell me what I've changed. Not you, Mason, nor George. This is Josh.
Okay.
And I reckon he'll get it within a few seconds. Just a small little change just to see how he feels. Get a bit of feedback on it.
Have you added?
See, this is unprompted. I reckon you feel it while you're sleeping, and then you wake up.
Did you add filmmaker? Have you always had filmmaker?
No,
had filmmaker. Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, you've always had the My Podcast with the arrow down. Maybe it wasn't the DailyTalkShow.com URL. Was it a different URL?
No, it was the show.
I feel like the spacing's wrong. Like
come on, mate.
Wrong.
Come on, mate.
Oh, Mason's got it.
Producer?
I've got it.
Oh, it hasn't updated then. Hang on.
No, it's updated.
Wait.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
You can guess.
You've added creator at the Daily Talk Show. That's the new bit.
No, big media company. Creator, big media company.
It was always creator.
This morning.
Yeah, but and then he added the at the Daily Talk Show underneath it.
Yeah, that's what it is. No,
can
right.
I guess?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, go for it, George.
I reckon you've now got producer under your name when you used to have public figure.
I don't think
you've
it's
all got it sure wrong. It's not you've all got it wrong. I changed my profile photo.
Oh, we weren't looking at the fucking photo.
Oh, but sorry, I just
did
oh, I said my profile.
You've
I
just
said, look
can
at my
you
profile.
Add a space either close. Don't have the spaces after the slashes.
Oh, yeah, like that?
Nah. But or just be consistent because you've got filmmaker /space podcaster then /, without
oh,
a space.
Oh, yeah.
I think just fuck the spaces off. You don't need the spaces.
Yeah, just get it all together. No worries.
When are you going to change? When are you going to change yours, Josh, to over 600 episodes?
Yeah. I thought about this. I mean, 700. So mine says filmmaker and it's got a cinema camera, podcaster and it's got a traditional microphone because I'm not an amateur. If you type in microphone into the emojis, you will get sort of a standard handheld where you can see that's not what we use. On a 10-year journey to build one of Australia's best media brands at the Daily Talk Show, 7 days a week and over 500 episodes so far.
There's a few things that I have never thought about putting in my bio, and it's one, like a location at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people are wanting to really cement that they're a part of their brand is... I'm
travel
nor here nor there. I might be everywhere. And and the other one is, I imagine if I just had a little, Collingwood 9 to 5, no, Abbotsford 9 to 5, Bulleen.
You could just update it.
The other one is a little lock and love heart, and then the at symbol to the person's name that you're in love with.
Bree has this. She has the
Does
my
she?
Heart at Josh Jansen.
Oh, that's
I mean,
and she's also got a chocolate bar, but that's because she works.
And so for the guy that looks into stuff and because I could easily just go, oh, that's cute, you're just going out with each other. But Josh, what does that actually mean? When you look at somebody who does that, not Bree, let's take it out. What is it? What are you stating? What are you saying? Look beyond the
There's a bit of identity.
Bio.
It's like, hey, guys.
sorry, I've got an idea. Beyond the bio. And it's Josh dissecting people's bios and what it really means and what, where they're at in life.
Put your Instagram handle in the chat and I'll deconstruct your bio. I think about Bree, so she says marketing with a chocolate bar and says at Hey Tiger. I say with that is she's humble because she hasn't put marketing director. She's kept it sort of, you know, she could be any level.
She kept it subtle.
Kept it subtle, yeah. Marketing, and then the chocolate bar. I think what I like is that she's used emojis that are all the color red.
Right. Branding.
If I was to criticize, you're not your job. But I've fallen for this as well. I've said filmmaker. I've said all these things up front. I guess we need to be careful about sort of defining ourselves.
Yep.
But I think like Sev's, I think is a real issue.
Well, he's just got.
I'm still blind.
His identity is pretty tied up to the show, guys.
Yeah. I love it.
So at the Daily Talk Show.
Yep, and then that's all it is. The website.
That's it.
But I do like that it's producer, which is the category. Mm. It's producer, and then
clear
it's underneath.
Clear is kind. Clear is kind. Yeah. You know what it is.
So clear Grace is kind says or creepy. Just, Grace says hers is just words. I'd say it's cryptic. Yep. Grace is... Yep. It might exist. Now, I believe it used to say it definitely exists. And so the change from definitely to might...
Oh.
What do we read into that? Is it...
Did it really? Or are you making that up?
Yeah, I think I remember that as well.
That's a great pickup.
That's a good pickup.
So what does that mean?
About you, Sebs.
It definitely exists.
Oh, no.
How did it go from definitely to might? That's gotten worse. Yeah, no.
Love?
Yeah.
Future alone?
The future alone.
I don't know. It's a hard... let's not deconstruct it.
What about Gemma's? I think Gemma's got a good bio.
Let's have a look at Jem K. Watts. Hello,
there is not
Jem
one
K.
single
Watts.
Personal thing about me on my Instagram, she says.
Who's okay? Yeah. This is Gemma this is from that. Jem.
It's very professional.
Okay. So, straight up criticism: do not put URLs in a bio if you can't click on them.
Who's done that, Gemma?
Gemma, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
She Gemma. Said edits glowjournal.com. Direct
well, it's a brand itself.
Creative.com. I'd probably consolidate all of these domain names.
The email's hard as well. Like hello at gemkwatts.com and then management. Like that's
email tab? Do you think I could have a URL for management? Like could we, Sebs, how do you feel about management. TJ and I putting your email address?
As management.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. No, actually, Josh, you know how many opportunities are going to slip through?
If we know anything that he's involved.
Hang on. In defense of Gemma, Gemma has the most followers out of all of us. And that's I have seen like people who with a lot of followers do the directs to. Like, I wonder how many opportunities are coming through these things where you have just written it and it's not a hyperlink in the bio.
And her feed is so dialed in.
Yeah, it is.
It's very thoughtful. It's thoughtful.
Sev's Grace says, my bio is a bit of an in-joke with a couple of mates. Do you know the in-joke?
I'm not in on that joke.
Okay.
And Gemma says, guys, the number of jobs I get from Instagram. Shannon Tilney has nothing in her bio.
Yeah, that says something, doesn't it?
What about Hayden Dibb's bio?
Let's have a look.
Very in your face.
Let's have a look.
I like it.
Yeah, so
he identifies himself as a red camera.
So what I appreciate at Northside Kid, eat good food, make good films, take good photos. I like sort of the consistency and the good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that we all need to do a bit of an audit. He hasn't used any emojis.
Show Baker's got a great bio.
Let's have a look at Show Baker's.
What? Read it out.
So
mate.
There,
it's got a
so
love
there
heart
are a couple of quotes.
What's? Go on.
Sorry, go. Say it again. I've lost it. I don't know why Sev's has turned into tomato. I coughed at the moment you said something, Josh. So I missed it. Can you say it again, or is it not one of those things?
No, you probably don't want it. So she's got four quotes. What have we always said is the most important thing? Breakfast, family. Family, right? I thought you meant of the things you eat.
So that's some sort of quote from a film?
Mm. And then there's a little... What is that, a blog? I know.
It's a bit of stand-up
oh,
here,
buy,
I think.
Buy T-shirts. Oh, great.
To be honest, the biggest play on Instagram, which I've only just realised, It's the emoji in the name.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? As in just who's
I mean,
doing
Grace
that?
Is that?
Yeah, Grace.
So what's Grace got, Sevs?
Ow. Okay. She's got the world. Mm-hmm. A bit of a travel flex. And then that's like a flower.
Okay, so she likes
flowers
gardening.
You've never
seen sweet travel.
Okay. Sweet travel. I like the idea of George. I feel like you could be the type of guy to go single name on
George,
your actual.
George. Just George.
I think that would be nice. Get rid of Martin. George. Do it all. What's Dottie?
Dottie. Sadotti. Sadotti. Hannah. Sadotti. D-O-T-I. It's just a little D-O-T. Little message to her.
Dottie. Is that her
last name? Is Sidoti, Sidoti.
And then what's that black thing? What's that emoji? Because I've got the black.
It's a little dot.
I've got
a little dot.
Ah.
So is that meant to be?
You
sort
know,
of
I would have gone Dottie.
So it's Dottie.
Dottie.
Dottie. Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks like
that's
Dottie.
No. I like that. That's a real. It's a nice subtle. Subtle message. Subtle. It's kind of cute.
The idea is no one. You're not meant to know.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
Alexandra says that it's a quote from Arrested Development in her bio. I think it's quite quirky. It's quirky. Gemma loves Hannah.
I just don't know why George is
I love
like
Hannah as
bearing
well.
The lead on Hannah. Like, I think just be... You've been together for what, 9 years? 7 years?
Seven. I mean, yeah, I don't want to go too...
Nah, look she, like, you've done a great... How many times she appears in your feed? Yep.
It's yeah,
I think
good.
90% like of my feed is just her because she's better looking good info.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think we could do some updates. TJ, what are you going to... If we were to commit to something on the
bios? I just did my... That's pretty big. I just changed my profile photo.
Okay.
That's a big move.
I don't know it's what I'll change.
I fixed the spaces and shit, so that's all done.
Maybe I try what do and I get fix? A... you need to fix a lot.
Fix your head, man.
I actually do. It's still blonde. It's quite...
No, that was good. Misleading. I loved you blonde. I mean, who are you misleading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I would like a new profile pic. Maybe I can get Bree to take one of me when I'm doing Alone Outside tonight.
Oh, that's a good idea because you get the nice
lean
camera.
Forward. Yeah.
A lean forward. Your classic just lean sort of, forward.
That's sort of
fun. Just take that. Just take that. Nice, can you put your tongue between your teeth? Oh, that's it. That's it.
That could be the pick. Sorry, guys.
No.
It's actually not bad.
Is that good?
Got it.
Was I looking right in the camera? Okay, good. And George, are you going to make any changes?
I'm going to do a profile pickup update
by
the end of the week.
Get it close to your face, George, so you can see your face.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you don't want it too far away. It's you don't want too bad.
I think I
want to
get them, probably not one here. It's a bit much.
Your internet's fucked, George. We're going to lose it.
Yeah. It's absolutely yeah.
Fix your internet before you fix your bio.
Mm-hmm. we just
wanted to thank Venture IP for powering the show and the website. You can use the code TDTS and you can get up to 50% off your first year on shared hosting. They've done a post on Instagram. They've got something big.
Yeah, big. I want to know what's happening.
So,
no, I know. No.
I'm
was
so
it
excited.
90% off.
How do you
demands?
Know?
No.
Angelo.
Yeah. Is
Angela.
Becoming the chores guy too. This is exactly what's happening. You just beat him to the punch.
No, we'll have our announcements, yeah, but I've sort of... What do we think? I did a Slack about the 24th, doing something on the 24th. TJ?
Oh, yeah, that deserves an announcement outside of this, so okay, let's right. hold off.
Friday, the 24th.
Because it has some logistics.
But hang on, logistics. Just quickly, are you... Mm-hmm. Don't announce
logistics.
It. You can't,
no, we're not announcing
can't,
it.
You can't lock it in.
Say.
No, but I don't even know if you want to tease it right now, because I
yeah,
think
absolutely not.
We need to sort of fill it out a little bit more. Like, mm-hmm. we haven't even got confirmation from TJ. It's big.
This is Josh. Gonna be a big Josh game. Moving states and hasn't told Bree yet, but tells the Daily
or the chores guy. Anyway, I'm off to. I've got to do the bed, so I've got to go. But
all right, guys, love you.
See you later, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. for our normal scheduled shows. Have a lovely Sunday night.
See you guys.